Hey,
Hey, can I speak to Connie?
is her.
Hey, Connie, how are you? How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
I'm calling you from Elite Side Hub. I saw you ended up texting on our live chat. So can you explain me what is the problem that you're facing for your website?
Okay. I can't get to it in the first place. And then I think I have someone that wants to take it over for me. And so, you know, I talked to you about selling it for me, and then your number was blocked. You know, you wouldn't accept calls from me or anything like that. So, you know, I was just wanting to talk.
So, well, what do you want us to do with your website? It's still there, and you know, it's right there on your account.
I tried to go to it and I don't, I couldn't get to it, so tell me how to get there.
Let's do this. I will send you a link onto your email. It's going to be an updated link now, all right? That is the reason you cannot launch it. So we will send it to you over to your email, and we'll go from there. So you're ready to work on the website, correct? Because the project is on hold.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. If it's on hold because I couldn't get in touch with you. Problem. I'm trying to get money. The only way I can get money is out of my house. So my daughter's working with me. And we're going to get the money. But I couldn't, you know, I can't do anything until I get money. And then with it being in Connie's Needles and Designs, the Shopify account that was supposed to be canceled was never canceled. And it's got things on there that it's more or less for child. You know, you can just go through and put things on the way you want it and everything. You don't need anyone to tell you how to do it.
All right, first thing, I'm gonna,
The one that you have.
sorry to cut you
Okay,
off.
go ahead.
First thing that you're supposed to do, call Shopify right away and end up your subscription, all right? First thing that you're supposed to do, just end that subscription. You're not supposed to keep on paying that amount, all right? Now you can.
No, you told me when I bought it that it was a lifetime thing. You know, I just needed to pay this amount of money and it was mine forever.
Yeah, it's your forever. It's right there. And we're ready to provide that to you. So that's not something that,
Okay.
yeah, that's with you. But let me come to a conclusion. Now, within the period that you know, you don't have something to do, but you look forward to, you know, get some money. So how about if we resume the project for you and show you how you can, you know, make this website popular and get some business from it? How about that?
That sounds very good. But like I was telling you, I'm taking money off of my house, and so I'm going to be able to do that.
Perfect. So do you
But
have products or?
the thing that the I have T-shirts and designs
Right.
at this point. But the thing that I'm wanting to do is to actually change the name, and I have to pay 200 and something dollars in order to do that. So I'm going to have that too. Okay, because there's no
You'll
sense
do
in me
that.
having two counties. I've got this one is on the Elite side. Can I have one on the Elite Hub and also a Shopify on the just Shopify itself? I mean, can that happen?
Yeah, it can happen, but
Oh,
you need
okay,
to see
because I
that
thought that I couldn't have two separate Shopify accounts. I mean, two of the same Shopify accounts.
you can, but you know
I
the
can?
problem. You can, but there is a
What is it?
problem. Let me explain you the problem. If you will do another website with Shopify, it will be like, you know, no matter if you, even if you're getting clients or visitor, you're supposed to pay every month to Shopify, right? But let's say even if you get a client or if you get any order, you're supposed to say a certain percentage when you do a payout on it, all right, for each every amount. Along with that, Shopify is, I would say, like, you know, you're talking to the developer right now. As per my expertise, I would say Shopify is a third-party template-based website project, all right? So rather than going for a template, it's good that you build something on your own, all right? It could be a a custom-made, tailor-made website based on your product, based on the services that you offer. And along with that, you can provide experience to the visitors, all right? Let's say if it's T-shirt. So do you do printed T-shirts?
Yes, I do. My daughter was telling me that the thing that I should do is, since I make custom clothing,
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. In the custom clothing, we will provide an experience to your visitor, right? Now, I was telling you that we can provide an experience to the visitor while they make a purchase. Now, considering the, you know, purchasing behavior of every visitor, I would say these days shopping is like kind of, you know, it's getting, people are getting more, you know, entrusted to the website that they are providing a exciting experience. Like, for example, if they want to print any of their own design, all right, it's about a team, all right, it could be a soccer team, it could be any team, or it could be any brand. If they want to get some T-shirts designed or printed, they have their design, they have their logo, they can come onto your website, we can provide them a customized option where they can update a file, they can, you know, take a look on the preview, like there would be kind of a virtual T-shirt would be there that they would be able to, you know, take a look while preview it before they make a purchase. Along with that, you can provide all your products, like in terms of your inventory, if you have round neck T-shirt, if you have polo shirts, if you have, you know, wrinkle-free shirts, full sleeve, whatever the collection that you have, we will provide them with an option on that customized tool where they will have a list of options to choose, right? With obviously, you will have colors, right? Let's say if you have only six colors, we will update these tool in a manner that it is providing them that option. Only those colors would be visible there while they, you know, select any of the T-shirt. This way, you will enjoy it. You will get, you know, popular by, you know, a platform that is providing a customized experience. And not everyone is doing that, all right? Because if you see, the customized option is only available with the big, you know, big giants out there. But for you, order fulfillment, I believe, would not be a problem. Let's say you're having a hard time taking care of the order fulfillment, all right? Now you're getting 100 orders every day. So it's getting, you know, it's getting too hectic for you. So we can provide you Printful. Printful is an agency that is a third-party agency that could take care of your order fulfillment. For example, when you do, have you worked with Amazon?
Not yet, no.
So there is a, let me explain it to you. Like when you work with Amazon, they provide you two options. It could be a marketplace setup, or it could be FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, where you, you know, store your product in their warehouse, and as soon as there is an order allocated, you get paid. Every month, you know, there is a certain date that they pay you. So same kind of an option can be done on Printful, right? They will take care of your delivery. They will take care of your order fulfillment. They will just get the data from you from your website. Once they get that information, they'll take care of the fulfillment and deliver the, you know, item for you. So for you, you can increase your product line. Obviously, you will have a couple of products in your inventory currently right now. Along with that, to increase the product line, you can get connected to Printful, where you can provide customized water bottles, customized cup, all right, coffee cup, these kind of things. Merchandises, complete merchandise. Well, Connie, we can do that, but what you were working was on a Shopify, all right? That was a template-based thing. So let me share it with you. How about if we, you know, start the project from you know, again, like, from the whiteboard again? What about that?
That sounds great. Okay, there's one thing that stopped me in collecting my money is I wasn't aware that you had to have a full, you know, you had to have a 2 years of income tax return in order to take money off your house. So I'm working with my daughter, and she's the one that paid for the account for me. And she told me to give her at least a month for her to draw this money off of my house for me. And we've already got that set. So I've got a camera, a video camera, and my someone to come in videotape me as I'm doing things, because I have a coat now that I'm putting zippers in, and I like to have my alteration list on there.
All right.
You know, so that they can know how much my prices are and stuff like that. And I'd like to do some demonstrations of, like, I've got to put a zipper in a coat. So I'm going to show the coat.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to take the zipper out. And then I'm going to show me at some point sewing the, and then just showing the finished product. You know, and also I have this, it's a sign maker, you know, and I can make patterns out of it. So when I see something that I want,
mm-hmm.
then I can take the measurements and add all the extra, you know, like the ease and the seam allowance and stuff like that, and I can actually make what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know,
that's great.
These are the things that I have in my head on my, you know, and so.
Let me do this.
I'm getting.
Let me have Isaac send you a brief form, all right? And fill that brief form, all right? Like, it was going to be like from the start, keeping this project in mind, all right? And provide me your ideas there, all right? So what we'll do, based on that, we will come up with a certain design concept for you, like, you know, just to bring that idea into real-life image or a real-life website, like the ideas that you have envisioned and the suggestion that we would have for you. Based on that, we'll provide the homepage markup, and we'll go from there. How about that?
Okay. Now, this, you know, because I'm very money conscious, and you know that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So as we're racking up the bills,
mm-hmm.
I don't need anything that's like if we're racking up the bills, I need to have a payment plan.
See, there will be a payment plan, all right? Because normally if you talk about your custom website development, it's more than, like, I would say it's over $5,000, right? But since you are our existing client, we can, you know, provide you a payment plan and a couple of discount voucher as well. All right, based on this, because I believe it's been over an year that we are in this contract and we're working together, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so based on that, I will give you a revised proposal, a contract, all right, to make it documented, and then I will provide you two options for the payment. All right, it could be installment plan, or it could be a one-time payment that will give you exceptional discounts, all right? We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So with that,
I'm thinking I'm going to want to go do the...
With that, would you be needing your marketing, like your social media as well? For example, if we launch the website, it's good that we do backlinking on different platforms because it's about e-commerce, right? So if you will launch it on Facebook, Instagram, it will give you additional boost in terms of, you know, making an awareness among the target market. Because if we go for customized t-shirts these days, we be targeting more like, you know, teenagers. And you might have observed that these days every teenager is, you know, pretty involved in their cell phone. Like, everyone is doing Facebook and Instagram. And that's the, you know, good medium for sales these days.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
If you want, we can give you 2 months of marketing as well to, you know, what you're investing in the project. That will help you, you know, get some business, some revenue, and it will help you increase the turnover. Let's say within this 2 months, if you're going to be providing you satisfactory results in terms of sales, maybe you might yourself will be convinced to increase the turnover for the next, you know, 5 or 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'll add that for you, and I will send you a formal proposal. And with that, I will have Isaac to send you a brief form. You fill that up and send it back at your earliest, and we'll discuss that over the phone call. All right?
Okay.
Well,
sounds
Tony,
good.
Let me just quickly confirm your email that I have got in system. All right. It's Connie@yahoo.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. All right. Thank you so much, Connie. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.